finance.org.uk. Funding Finance is a trading style of the Community Development Finance Association, which is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. A regulated credit broker and not a lender. We provide information only in respect of community development finance institutions and other finance providers, which may be available to you from our approved panel of lenders. Findingfinance.org.uk.
You ready?
Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out.
Okay.
All aboard for Night Train.
Sitting there thinking, isn't this usually where a Sheffield Lives thing comes in? Completely forgot that's my job. One of my two jobs. Hello, good evening and welcome. The other one is turning up and presenting. Let's try and do that.
Struggling with both.
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello.
We're both here. It's just gone 9 o'clock. That means it's time for the Night Train on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, worldwide, sheffieldlive.org. Tune in radio app, most smart speakers. If your smart speaker understands you. DAB, if you're lucky enough to live somewhere around these parts. So, yeah. Two of us made it to the studio.
We have. And we got a show for you.
It's an absolute corker.
Yes.
I mean, you know, we say that every week.
The music's good.
Yes.
I can't vouch for anything else.
Yeah, we were out DJing on Friday night, so it was a late night. Kind of had a knock-on effect.
Yeah. Another late night last night. It's piled up, but yes. It's enough of me moaning.
Yes, we've just got to wait. As Jay McDonald says, just got to wait for Dr. Showbiz to kick in, and then we'll be fine. Tonight it's International Women's Day, so we're doing a full show of women.
Yes.
So singers, performers, composers, artists.
Yes, that's right. We did actually get a guest mix from a
We've got a couple of guest mixes from female DJs.
Yeah, but none of them were really suitable for the show.
Yes.
Not intentionally.
So we thought we'll save those for next week.
Yes.
Well, not both of them. But yeah, those will be coming at a later date. So tonight it's just all of our picks.
Yes.
I feel quite bad now. We're sort of sidelining a couple of women.
No. We've got some suggestions.
We have, yes. Some requests and suggestions have come in. What do we start with?
That was Marcia Griffith, the Queen of Reggae, with her first kind of big hit single on Studio One from 1968, Feel Like Jumping. She has the biggest selling reggae single of all time, which I was not aware of. It's a remix of her song Electric Boogie, which became Electric Slide and became a massive line dance song in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
You know it.
I know the Electric Slide. First came across it at Notting Hill Carnival with my man Ollie. All of a sudden, we're in the middle of this massive line dance. It's like, what is going on? It's incredible.
Yeah, Marcia Griffiths.
Cool. All right, well, we've just about run out of time there. Let's get to some tunes.
Crazy. They can't see their misfortune, or else they're just too lazy. Just we like round zombie with my yellow chicken chores on. I ain't afraid of no tomcat, I'm gonna fill my guts with poison. I walk through the fire and I fly through the smoke. I wanna see my enemies on the end of my rope. Walking pins and needles, and I see what they can do. Walk on gilded splinters with the king of the Zulu. In my chalice, the pride begins to fade, and they all fear my malice. I put greedly on your doorstep, so soon you'll be in the gutter. I make your heart melt like butter. I say I can make you stutter.
You're think the key is being honest and being yourself. I think love is understanding that people can change and loving them anyway through every stage. I read all about love, then I gave it to Jade. Love is sharing knowledge, there's so much to gain. Love is every time I put pen to the page. If I don't love what I'm doing, then I'm hardly engaged, yeah. God, you love me though I am flawed. I know I'm not an innocent child, but I am yours. And if you're with me, you are safe. I know my body isn't immortal, but I am brave. I think you know what's real love when it's sincere. I'ma show up, I ain't scared, eradicate fear, yeah.
She said that love will set us free.
Said that we will never ever crash, fall under pressure. Love your target.
Trusting yourself. I think that fear is keeping true information withheld. I think fear can be exposed in abundance of wealth, and it creeps in when you're not loving yourself. Fear can be dressed in a form of protection. Fear can be the culprit of stolen progression. Can be impulsive and be an obsession. I think we fear all the answers, so we don't ask the questions, yeah. I think that shit is a lethal weapon. I think we fear being naked from the fear of rejection. If beauty is in the eye of the beholder, then why are we obsessed with seeking perfection? Fear will probably hear this and feel exposed. Fear works best when love isn't close. But love will never judge you because of your pain. Look in the mirror and say, I'll love you unconditionally every day. I've always been. Why they always wanna hate when the love is? Hear me now, my check, it was 1, 2. One mobile, one enough, so I had to get. I remember when they said nothing in life is. Evil spirits cannot enter when your soul is. MJ said he got the tunes, I should pull a pack. Every time I bust a lyric, I've been feeling so. Every time I'm on the stage, I've been feeling so. Auntie Simbi, what she call me when my knees turn. Used to bump the train to college, I would travel for. Locked in the can, trying to get. There's a war outside, pray that people go. Shout my brothers
twitch of my hand, guard my heart. That's when I found out Satan tried to.
You dropped a bomb on me. You dropped a bomb on me.
You tried to.
You dropped a bomb on me. Satan, you tried to drop the bomb on me.
No one was dying. I lost my sister.
You in his sleep, there's nothing I can do to keep from crying.
In tune to the Night Train, our International Women's Day special tonight, all female picks. Hope you enjoy it so far.
It's kind of like a female soul selection there. Was that the plan?
Not really, but
yeah, we'll go with
that. I said to you earlier, I don't think it's my greatest work in terms of sequencing. Individual bits sound good, but as a whole, I wasn't 100% sure. Maybe you, I'll let you listen and be the judge. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
You let us know how you're feeling about it.
Right, so we kicked off with Cher, Walk on Gilded Splinters. Surprised myself there. From 1969 on Atco Records.
We played, how many versions of Gilded Splinters have we played now?
So, Dr. John, Cher, Johnny Jenkins, yeah. Which is the one kind of sampled by Beck on Loser, yes, and Oasis.
Yeah.
who else did one? I'm sure there's another one. Can't remember, but at least three. We've not played the Paul Weller version, and I don't know if we ever will.
Well, when you've got those three, you don't really need to steer much further, do you?
No, you don't. So yeah, that's featured on the album 3614 Jackson Highway, which is the address of Muscle Shoals. Muscle Shoals Sound Studio, which is kind of the famous soul studio in Alabama, famous for, I don't know, loads of songs, loads of the Atlantic back catalogue. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of the Aretha Franklin stuff was recorded there, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you said there was a connection with that song and Sonny and Cher anyway.
Yeah, so Dr. John, he was a session musician for Sonny and Cher in the 60s, before he had a solo career. He was with a Wrecking Crew as well, wasn't he, at one point?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think he started out with them. And he basically ended up recording his debut album on sort of side studio time when it was supposed to be for Sonny and Cher or something, but they weren't turning up. So we just started, well, I'm in the studio, start working on my own album.
Well, why not? There might be some disappointed listeners out there that you haven't picked a different Cher song, such as Turn Back Time, which is a personal favourite.
I believe.
Yeah. cards that come. I believe was actually was offered to St Etienne before it went to Cher.
Wow.
They turned it down and it ended up on Cher's inbox. She rewrote a bit of it and then it became the worldwide smash hit phenomenon that everybody knows now.
Yes, yes, but it relies on that vocal effects, doesn't it?
100%.
Without that, would it have done anything?
I doubt it.
Anyway, let's get back on the track.
Right, after that was Melbourne Moore with Must Be the Jews from the 1976 album on Buddha Records, Peach Melba, produced by Soulsmith, what's his name? Eugene McDaniels.
Yes.
He's got a really good album. Headless Heroes of the Apocalypse, I think it is. It used to be Super Rare, but now it's quite a cheaper reissue. Into then something super funky, the Vibrettes with the Humpty Dump. From 1973 on Lujon Records, sampled by a bunch of people, including Two Bad Mice. Also can be found in a mix I made for Sherelle's.
Oh,
yeah, there was
competition online.
Yes, I didn't actually get around to it because I just got life got in the way. But the mix is made. Basically, listeners, Sherelle's doing the tour where it's like £10 in low independent venues, and there was a competition to do a warm up slot and have guest list for you and six people, which straight away makes it tricky for me because I don't know six. I mean, there's you, there's a couple of other people at a push might go. So they wanted a jungle drum bass or breaks mix, and I know they didn't mean breaks as in funk breaks, yeah. But I thought it'd be
drum
really
breaks.
Yeah, I thought it'd be really funny to do one, so I should have but didn't. But the mix is made, so one day we'll put it out on air. It's not, yes, but I'm pretty proud of it.
Then we heard Little Sims with Free, the lead single from last year's album Lotus. I'm always banging on about that song Exploder episode where she's talking about Free. If you haven't listened to it and you like that song, go and listen to it. It's really good. Even if you're only mildly interested in the song, it gives you a nice detailed background on it.
Yeah, we'll definitely get that into the show notes for the Listen Again crew.
Then you heard what was the other one? Oh yeah, Annie and the Caldwells, I made it, another song from last year, so not all oldies. That was a single on Luca Bop. The album's called Can't Lose My Soul, probably one of the best albums released last year. Not that I listened to everyone, but of the ones I listened to, the new ones. They're a family band made up of Mother Annie on lead vocals, Father Joe on guitar, daughters Deborah and Jessica singing backup, and sons Abel and Willie Jr. on drums and bass. You can go and watch that song on, is it just called Later with Jules Holland or Later With now?
I'm not sure, yeah, one of those.
Anyway, it's on the YouTube, the BBC Later channel. You can watch that. I think they recorded it a few months ago, 4 months ago. Yeah, that's well worth a watch. And then we topped out with Gloria Ann Taylor. I've played a bunch of her stuff before. I could have picked any one again. And then I thought, yes, I forgot she'd done this. I don't know. Version of Jolene.
Yeah, that was unexpected. When I saw the track list, I was like, oh, I heard that's a cover of Jolene.
Yeah, pretty wazzed out version from 1973. Unfortunately, I don't have it on single because obviously that's one of those infamous songs on 43 that you can play at 33 and sounds really good.
Yeah, shout out to Tom Berry for that one. Yeah, it'd be interesting though if it can play slowed down.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so yeah, the two of us play music till 11 o'clock for International Women's Day. All female picks are out of the night.
More kind of electronic productions coming up in the next little mix.
Sound.
Without you, small.
Listeners, this is the Night Train on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Salute to the Sisterhood all female special for International Women's Day. So that was the electronic set.
Yeah, so, kind of.
Yeah, if you want.
A bit over the place, but yeah.
So we started off with a pop song, you could almost say.
We've got it. Fingers on the pulse.
Yes.
A pop song from, what, 14 years ago?
Well, not far off, 2013. And it charted at number 41. I don't know if it was Jessie Ware's first song, her first single, but it was, yeah, Jessie Ware with If You're Never Gonna Move, from her debut album, Devotion. So, yeah, we can play all sorts here.
Yeah, we've got it all. All bases covered. Then you heard See, we're going to go from that to Nubia Garcia. Tenor saxophone out of UK. Reading that kind of like new jazz out of London. Together is a beautiful place to be. That was the Nala. Is this like Cynfro or Cynfro remix from a release called Source We Move? That was on Concord Jazz from 2021. Nala Cynfro is a London-based Caribbean Belgian musician, composer and producer who's done three albums for Warp. We've played something off the first two, and the one that came out last year, I haven't actually listened to it yet, but it's the original motion picture soundtrack to last year's Benny Safdie movie, The Smashing Machine. I haven't seen the movie, I haven't listened to the soundtrack, but it sounds like an interesting combination.
Definitely.
Because I really liked her stuff, and also she played at We Out Here last year, which should have gone to, but we didn't.
Then what was after that?
Kalila.
Yes, Kalila, The High, the Heavy and DJ Spin Tech Life remix from 2015. Also on Warp Records. Kind of from the Hallucinogen Remixes EP, which I think it's available on streamers. It's kind of a special edition with the album. I think Hallucinogen, I think you can listen to it. I mean, you can listen to any album both directions. It's almost a daft statement. But I think she made it so that it could be like a cohesive piece that can be listened to forwards or backwards. And then after that, we had Mary J. Blige, Be Happy from 1994.
Can I just clarify, did you mean the track order or like the actual music?
Oh, the track, yeah, the track order. I mean, you could listen to it backwards.
Entirely backwards.
Yes, no. Sorry. Yeah, just the track order.
Okay.
I could be making that up as well. It could be a completely different album. So as always, heavy caveats on this show. Don't believe any of the trivia. Don't repeat any of the trivia until you check it yourselves. That's probably what's best. And then we had Mary J. Blige from The Greatest Year in Music. It's not. 1994, Be Happy on Uptown MCA, the lead single from My Life. One that I say is always in my record bag when I'm out DJing, but it wasn't in the record box on Friday when we were out and about. So I can't say that. I'll rectify that next time I'm there. Good Friday, come on down. Keep me company because you're probably not going to be there, potentially.
No, I'll probably be...
You're away or
resting.
Or resting. So, yeah, come on down, folks. See me look lonely behind the decks.
Right, last one to top out the hour. Patrice Rushen, Haven't You Heard?